From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The Democratic governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich, is ignoring calls for his resignation as the pressure mounts on him to step aside. Blagojevich was arrested Tuesday on corruption charges. That includes allegations that he tried to auction off the Senate seat vacated by President-elect Barack Obama. In a moment, we'll speak with the Lieutenant Governor, Pat Quinn, about the scandal. First to Chicago, where NPR's David Shaper has the latest.
The most forceful voice to date calling for Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich to resign is that of the highest-profile Illinois Democrat, President-elect Barack Obama.
Let me be absolutely clear. I do not think that the governor at this point can effectively serve the people of Illinois.
In a news conference in Chicago today to announce his appointment of Tom Daschle as Secretary of Health and Human Services, Mr. Obama said he is as appalled and disappointed as anybody by the allegations against the governor. He says that he never discussed filling the vacated Senate seat with the governor, and he is certain his staff had no involvement in any possible deal-making with Blagojevich.
As is reflected in the U.S. Attorney's report, we were not perceived by the governor's office as amenable to any deal-making. I won't quote back some of the things that were said about me. This is a family program, I know.
The criminal complaint includes transcripts of secretly recorded conversations, and in one, Blagojevich uses profanity in referring to President-elect Obama and his staff. Governor Blagojevich, meanwhile, seems no closer to heeding the calls to step down. A spokeswoman says he's working when asked what the governor was doing today. Since he appears unwilling to resign, other elected officials across Illinois are moving to force Blagojevich out of the governor's office. The Illinois General Assembly will meet in special session Monday to move legislation that would strip the governor of his authority to appoint a U.S. senator. But House Republican leader Tom Cross says he'd rather move to impeach the governor.
I really think it is important for us to move swiftly and certainly efficiently and fairly from a due process standpoint on impeachment. And I think you're going to see a big push next week from a lot of members, and I suspect from both Republicans and Democrats.
Illinois' Lieutenant Governor Pat Quinn is also urging lawmakers to move quickly to impeach the governor. But some say the impeachment process could take months because the legislature would need evidence to prosecute the governor. Evidence that right now is in the hands of federal authorities, who might not want to share it before they take the governor to trial. So Illinois Attorney General Lisa Madigan says today she's ready to go to the state Supreme Court to have Blagojevich declared unfit to hold office. Madigan says the breadth of corruption charges makes it nearly impossible for him to govern.
You know, in exchange for a financing deal with Wrigley Field, he wanted an editor at the Tribune fired. He was withholding Medicaid reimbursements from Children's Memorial. He was not going to sign legislation until he got campaign contributions. So it calls into question every single action that he takes.
But some observers say the Illinois Supreme Court might be reluctant to weigh in before a federal trial because there are only charges and accusations against the governor thus far, not a conviction. So for now, Blagojevich remains in office as governor and in control of all of its powers. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.